think it is the time I learn some spelling with my dad teach me, and some how to pronounce the word and how to use how to guess the spelling from the pronunciation. And that's my most memorable experience of learning English.
How old were you when you started this?
When I was 5 to 6, in primary school.
And after doing that, is it something that you kept doing by yourself, or you just stopped?
I just continue when, for example, preparing my dictation test or dictation, and I will revise and use that method to memorize the spelling of the word.
And how about when you're in university and you came across new words? I mean, did you have a similar way of learning them?
Yeah, similar way. I keep using this way to learn spelling.
That's great. It's a good thing. Now, how about reading? Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
Reading. Maybe reading books with my parents, English books, and they usually read with me and always bring the dictionary, and when I have some difficult words I don't understand, and they will encourage me to look onto the dictionary.
So what kinds of books would they read with you?
Novels, but not some difficult novels, just for children. And when I grown up, for example, like in secondary school, and I keep this habit, when I read the books and I have some difficult words I don't understand, and I usually bring my dictionary.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of work with vocab your whole life. Now, with reading, do you have a favorite novel?
Actually, I just read maybe because I how to say mostly there are some novels for children, and I actually forgot the name already because I didn't read the books these years. Yeah.
So how about through your studies in university, because you're doing early childhood education? So have you used English much in the course?
Actually, not much, because most of the homework and most of the class we usually use Chinese.
So how do you, say, keep in touch with English?
I usually watch, when I watch movies, like the cartoons, I most of them I will choose English, and I will watch TV series at home, for example, The House or Bones, and listen to English music.